You're listening to the Naked Genetics podcast with me, Dr. Kat Arney. Still to come, we'll be finding out whether eating genetically modified food can genetically modify you. But now it's time to hear more from the Genetic Society Autumn Meeting, From Genes to Shape. Professor Yann Trass works at the ENS in Lyon, France. He and his team are using computer programs to understand how flowers grow into their beautiful shapes. I asked him how he manages to turn the complexity of a natural structure like a flower into numbers that can be crunched.
Well, one of the major keywords is quantitative biology. If you want to use mathematical approaches, modeling approaches, you really need quantified data to go beyond qualitative conclusions like, you know, it's bigger or it's smaller. You would like to know, you want to know how much bigger, how much smaller. And that doesn't only include concentrations of proteins, sizes of cells, but also, you know, what the mechanical properties of these cells are, how stiff are they, what is the pressure inside the cells, and this is really challenging.
So you take all these measurements, these numbers, presumably then you just stick them in a big computer and see what happens?
Well, that's what we originally wanted to do, but we realized very early on that, well, modeling is actually a form of simplification. So it's not just like sticking or putting a huge amount of data in a computer and then just push on the button. You really have to think about the processes in a more abstract terms, and you really have to think about, you know, how you want to simplify them. Simplification is really the key word when you're doing modeling and when you're doing mathematical modeling. So and that's of course extremely difficult to simplify complex things.
And then presumably when you've got a mathematical model, you have to go and check that it actually does bear up with the real plants.
Exactly, yes. So there's one thing we learned over the last years. I mean, for a while, biologists in our field, which is molecular biology, cell biology, tended to think in mainly qualitative terms, as I just said.
So what something looks like, how it grows.
Yeah, just, you know, it was bigger, smaller, or it has changed, or but you know, not really going into the into the details. When you're doing models, that actually all models are wrong, and simplification also is necessarily going to be wrong. But it's because you can say where things are wrong in your model that you can just go further and improve your model.
And presumably making these models takes a huge amount of computing power as well.
Yes, yeah. So yeah, some of the models, so we make currently physical models in the form of virtual tissues with about a couple of hundred of cells. To compute changes in shape can take up to 20 hours on a laptop computer. So, you know, you just do one simulation, you find out you didn't put in the right parameter value, so you start again, 24 hours, etc., etc. Well, that was really a problem, but our colleagues, computer scientists, they have apparently found other ways which can go from, the initial 20 hours to about 5 minutes. And these are computer programs that are also used for, to train surgeons, for instance. So they can do sort of in silico operations and see what the effects are, like you're pulling on this organ and you see effects on other organs. So these are live modeling methods that can also be applied to plants.
So in your talk, you showed basically kind of small buds and just little buds growing out. Is it your dream one day to have a model that you can grow an entire flower?
Yes, well, that's definitely the long-term aim is to really to have a virtual flower and to have as much information in there and hypothesis in there as we can. We'll have a flower. We also try to couple this model of a three-dimensional tissue with other models that are at the level of the whole plant, trees, etc. So the future, but I think we're speaking in about 10-20 years, would be to couple all these models from molecular networks to the entire plant or animal, and to be able to go across scales with these models. But a single model will not be possible, I think.
Is there a particular flower in mind? Do you have a favourite one that you would particularly like to see in the computer?
Well, there's many flowers in the computer. I think that, you know, well, so far our favorite flower is Arabidopsis, but it's not, you know, a very interesting one in terms of, you know, beauty of the structure. In our laboratory, we're working also on other types of flowers, and particularly roses. And I think we're also working on petunia, for instance, which can be beautiful flowers with very complex shapes. And I think, well, for me, that would be very good to have models running of one of these flowers, roses and petunias.
That was Professor Jan Trass from ENS in Lyon.